And welcome back to episode 17 of Soccer Spotlight on 88.9 The Pulse, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Again, your hosts Anthony Heller and Ryan Campbell. After spring break, we're back with a new Champions League draw, some scandals coming out of Barcelona, and generally for this episode, we're just going to look at every team in the top five leagues in Europe and look at how their season's gone so far.
Some teams are going to be very good, some teams are going to be very bad, and there's also a new captain of France.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get into that. We're going to start over at Barcelona, who have been in a bit of controversy recently.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's coming out, and to be honest, it does not look good for Laporta. If I was him right now, I'd really be thinking about resigning.
Yeah, absolutely. Generally speaking, I think the prop towards Laporta has been unmerited. I don't think he has done nearly as good of a job as a lot of Barcelona fans are saying.
Yeah, I think he's just relying on his first in as president during the Guardiola era, where he brought Guardiola in and that amazing just turnaround where Guardiola did everything for Barcelona. I think that's really what got him in the job the second time.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. Business-wise, Bartomeu dug the hole. Laporta has not filled the hole. Mm-hmm. He acts like he's filled the hole. He has not filled the hole. He's continued to dig the hole. Looking back on it, when the club eventually dies, and I think it will.
Me too.
It's not going to be Bartomeu. Bartomeu is going to get most of the credit for the death of Barcelona, but I think more of the blame will have to go to Laporta.
Yeah, because
I think Bartomeu started it, but the real architect of the ultimately what will be the downfall of Barcelona, which is obviously is really sad. Mm-hmm. I think that the club is going this way. I think that simply 15 years from now, Barcelona will not exist.
I might even go shorter than that, maybe even 5 years.
I think with the selling of... I think the problem is Laporta fixed the short-term problem, but the long-term problem is now five times worse.
Yeah.
And that's why I think it's not going to be 5 years, but 15 years, the club will simply not exist.
And it's sad. Players like Messi, Ronaldinho, and more just won't have a home.
Yeah, I mean, it's really not the way you want things to go, but I think simply that's just the path that Barcelona are on right now.
Mm-hmm. It's just a sad to see one so great club going down a downfall that looks like it might not even exist anymore.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've been resurgent on the pitch this season, but the reality is,
off of it,
financially, they're in absolute ruin.
I just really wonder where all these fans will go and how they are feeling, because this is a fans club.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's just completely up in the air.
I also ache for Messi, because Messi has died for a club. We all know Messi at PSG isn't the same as Messi at Barcelona.
No, absolutely.
And for Messi not to have Barcelona anymore is just staggering to me, because Messi arguably in some people's eyes is the best player of all time. I think at worst you have to rank him top five, fifth of all time, and for a top five player to not have a club that he played for not exist anymore, it's just mind-blowing to me.
Absolutely.
When it could be 15 years from now, we could be talking about Barcelona old days. You could be telling your kids about Barcelona, they're gonna be like, what's Barcelona? Is that an old club? And you're going to be telling them stories instead of seeing them on a pitch do Barcelona things.
I mean, on the note of football clubs that... Of legendary players that don't exist anymore, New York Cosmos.
True. So true.
Yeah, but we're going to move on to... As we said, we're going to rate the teams, all 98 in the top five leagues. We're going to start in the Prem, and we're going to start at the top of the table. Arsenal, 69 points after 28 games. What's your pick? Rate them out of 10.
I'll go for a 9.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm going to go with as well.
I wish they could have gone farther in the cup competitions and also in Europe, but the Premier League is just a holy grail right now, and the way they have looked and the job Arteta has done is just amazing to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is the surefire. This is number one. One of the best. This is one of, if not the best team in Europe this season.
And I think...
In terms of their league form, at least. Obviously, in Europe, disappointing exit at the hands of Sporting. But they've had an excellent season. I think they are still the title favorite. Obviously, I think it's going to come down to the last few games. But yeah, this is a team that's had a really, really good start to the season. Really good season so far. And hopefully for them, they'll end up with a title at the end of the season. Moving on to Manchester City, second in the league, 61 points from 27 games, 8 points behind the leader with a game in hand, right? Their season out of 10.
I'll go for an A for City.
I'm gonna say 7. I think City have to be held to a higher standard. You're with right. The amount of money that they can spend, not being 20 points ahead of everyone else, isn't a bad season by City standards.
I'll say that, I'll get that too, but at the same time, this is still a good season for most clubs. That's why I go for 8. But the other thing too is that I think their season will really be defined on the Liverpool game coming back. Liverpool City is always a big game, and Liverpool will be up for this game, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, Liverpool always show up against City.
And I think if Liverpool win against City, I think the title is done.
Oh, absolutely, I think. I think if City lose another game, really, the title's gone.
Because I still think City's favorites, slight favorites, just because of the experience they have. But if City lose to Liverpool, it's in Arsenal's hands now.
Yeah, 100%. Vaughn, third place, 50 points from 26 games, Man United.
I will go for an 8, same as City. The only reason why is because I didn't see this turnaround happen so fast. But at the same time, they have had some big defeats. I think Brentford, City, and Liverpool.
Yeah, for that reason, I'm going to go with a 7. I think this team is not nearly as good as their results have been. Simply enough. And really, I think that they've benefited from a lot of good fortune. This is a team that I think undeniably does get different treatment from referees than the rest of the league. And it's a team that does often benefit from that. They were absolutely terrible against Liverpool. That was the worst performance of probably any team. I mean, that was probably you could argue that was the worst game in the club history.
And
for that to happen, I think really can derail their season. I think they are going to end up not winning any more trophies.
I don't think they win any more trophies, but I think Ten Hag is the right manager, but there's players that need to get out the club.
Oh, absolutely. They're still deadwood.
Yeah, I think, no offense, Luke Shaw is a deadwood player.
Luke Shaw is vastly overrated, I like to say that. I think there's a number of United players that are incredibly overrated. I think Bruno Fernandes is one of the most overrated players in history. Luke Shaw is overrated. I think Martinez is overrated. However, I do think there are players that fly under the radar. I think Eriksen doesn't get enough credit. I think Varane doesn't get enough credit. I think De Gea doesn't get enough credit. Marcus Rashford is incredibly overrated.
Marcus Rashford, I could see your point, but at the same time, I have to give Ten Hag credit for turning around him and Sancho's form.
Yeah, so don't get me wrong. Rashford has had a really good season, but people saying he's the best player in the world need to stop.
He's not the best player in the world. He's a top player, and he's back on form, and I think that's another reason why you have to look at United, because 18 months ago, Rashford didn't want to be at United. He wanted to be anywhere but United, and now look at him now and Sancho. But the other thing, too, is that I put an A because they're big summer signing Anthony is a flop. It's nothing else than a flop. He is a flop. He's a guy that dives around, reminds me of Neymar. There's that little Brazilian dive rolling around and stuff. And it's just like, to me, that's another reason, because they don't need that 80 million signing or big money signing to come here and just be great. And they're still having a great season.
Yeah, so we'll move on. Tottenham, out of 10.
4.
I have a 5.
I'm sorry, Conte...
Conte clearly has no desire to be there.
This is just a horrible marriage, one that just seems forced. The team probably doesn't finish top 4,
I don't think they do. Conte, I think sixth.
Conte sacked. And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's not much more to be said than this is just not a good fit.
And to lose against AC Milan the way they did in the knockout stages, AC Milan is not that good of a team, to be honest. And to not even be able to score one goal against them, AC Milan dominated them, actually. They played a perfect game against Tottenham, to be honest. Had control.
Yeah, I mean, United simply are not the same team.
Mm-hmm.
Tottenham are not the same team. With Conte just clearly having no desire to be there,
mm-hmm.
I think you're seeing the effect of that.
And I think Harry Kane leaves, and to be honest, I don't know who they bring in as the next manager.
No, I mean, does anyone really want this job right now?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
And to be honest, Richarlison is overrated too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. To think that he's Brazil's number nine is just a disgrace.
Yeah.
Newcastle next up.
I will say it's a nine.
I would have to agree with that. I think, you know, the strides that this team has taken are just completely nobody expected this.
Mm-hmm.
They definitely came out of pretty much nowhere. You know, people expected them to start moving up. The fact that their rise has been this quick, it was completely unexpected. Kieran Trippier has been an absolute masterclass. Nick Pope has had a really good season.
And to be honest, it's just amazing that not too long ago, they were bottom of the league.
Yeah, absolutely. This time last year, they were... This time a year and a half ago, really, they were in a relegation fight. They ended up finishing, 12th?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was an absolute disaster right before the takeover happened. And then Eddie Howe comes in, and the club is just now suddenly on a completely different trajectory.
And Eddie Howe looks like the best English manager
right now. Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Replace him with Graham.
You got to give credit to Will Still, though, at Reims,
mm-hmm.
Because he is a very talented manager. He will be at a big club very soon.
Mm-hmm.
Next, Liverpool.
A five.
On the pitch, a five. Off the pitch, minus 20. It's been absolutely terrible. I mean, listen, I'm a Liverpool fan. I'm going to say this one time and right now. FSG, get out of the club.
They don't really care about the club anymore, to be honest.
Liverpool Football Club has recorded, over the last 10 seasons, an average of £610 million of profit. Liverpool's transfer net spend in that time has been less than $100 million. The fact is, football, it's a zero-sum game. The money that comes out has to go straight back in, or the club simply does not run properly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making a zero sum, if you're not making any profit, you're not making any loss, you're on a good trajectory. If you're making that much profit, $61 million profit per season over 10 years, that is not, the club is on a downward trajectory. The club is always going to be on a downward trajectory.
Yeah.
Because a club's revenue, the club needs to be properly invested. And simply put, with FSG, it's not.
It is not. They need to get out. I think it is just a bad situation for Liverpool right now. I hope and think Klopp can turn it around.
I believe in Klopp. Listen, I would get rid of the entire squad, every single person at that club, to keep Klopp.
I think there's players that I could see for the future, like Luis Diaz, Darwin Nunez, but I think Salah is on a downward spiral.
I think Salah has been credited. Salah has been, it's been said like Salah's had a bad season. I don't think that's true. Like, Marcus Rashford is supposedly the best player in the world right now. He has less goal contributions than Mo Salah this season.
But it's just, the standards I'm used to Mo Salah is just, it's a down season for me.
It's a down season for him, but he is still a world-class player.
And also, I think they need a Van Dijk replacement and competition for Trent.
We need competition for Fabinho. We need competition for Trent. We need another center back. Really, we need two center backs.
I think they need to start to look for Van Dijk's replacement, to be honest, and mold him.
I think Kanate is the Van Dijk replacement.
Yeah, but who's going to be Kanate's partner?
That's the problem. That's what I'm saying. I think we need to replace Matip and Gomez. I think they need to get another right back. I think you need probably two or three midfielders, and you probably Now Firmino's gone. I don't think we need another forward particularly, but one could. It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah. What about Brighton?
I am gonna say they are a nine.
I'm gonna say a nine too. They lost Graham Potter. They still don't look like they missed a beat.
Now this was. I think this was a long time coming. Brighton have shown they are a quality team.
Mm-hmm.
That is ready. They are ready to compete. And I think they will probably be in Europe next season, and I think they're going to do well.
What about Brentford?
I'm going to say 8 for Brentford.
I'm going to say 8, too. This has been a really good season for Brentford. I thought they would have second season syndrome, but they proved me wrong.
No, they've definitely been much better than I expected. I expected them to be comfortably mid-table. Mm-hmm. I didn't think they were at any risk of going down, but I did not think they were going to end up this high in the league.
They're challenging for Europe too, and this is a really good season for them.
And now, next, Fulham come out of absolutely nowhere. I think everyone wrote this team off. What's your rating out of 10?
I will say a 10.
I'm going to go with a 9. I think a 10. I think there's really one club in Europe that deserves a 10 right now. We'll get to them.
But the only reason I'm rating Fulham a 10 is because I thought they were going to be 20th, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought they were doomed. I think that with the Norwich Fulham spiral. I think it was just going to keep happening, and they've just completely reversed it.
Mitrovic looks like a quality. Mitrovic is finally showing his potential. William, the Roberto William, in Brazil and in Arsenal. Where did this guy come from? That's another thing. The fact to get William playing like this is just amazing to me. And Marco Silva was written off as an Everton flop. And to come back like this, this is just a 10 season to me and just a season of comebacks.
Really, I think the catalyst is Polina, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's been absolutely incredible. What a signing for Fulham. I think he gets a move to a big club, to a bigger club, to a European fighting club in the summer.
Mm-hmm. What about Chelsea?
2.
I'll go for a 2-2. This is a horrible season.
Chelsea are not even close to the European places right now.
Even when Mourinho in his horrible time and at the back end of his tenure, it was never this bad.
No, it wasn't. They are barely hanging on to the top half of the table. They're not going to be dragged into a relegation fight at this point. I think they're safe from that. But this is not a good season for Chelsea.
Todd Bowley's a joke, and he just looks like he's playing Football Manager with a actual real football team.
Yeah, with the editor on, by the way.
Yeah.
With the editor on, because the amount of money he spent is absolutely ridiculous.
And to have them 10th, and to be honest, at times, I had to blame Graham Potter, but Tams, I don't think...
Graham Potter wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready, but I also don't think some of these players that are brought in were his choice.
I think a lot of the players were bored by. I think Madueke was a bored by. I think Mudrick was especially a bored by.
Magic, I'm happy. I thought he was overrated when I saw the price for him, and I was like, no, I don't want him to go to Arsenal for this price. And now to see him, I think he's just overrated. I just think he had an alright debut where he did a little tricks, did a little bit of give and go, and everyone was like, wow, this guy's going to be special, and now we really don't see anything from him. I think the Champions League was very fluky. They did outplay Dortmund, but it's Dortmund, to be honest. Dortmund has always flopped in the Champions League like this decade, to be honest, and for most of the last decade.
Yeah, and Mudrick, by the way, still has not scored for Chelsea.
Yeah, and I just think if they played any other real team in the Champions League, they would have been out. They would have been smashed.
How do they do against Real Madrid?
They get smashed by Madrid.
Okay, next. Next is Aston Villa. I'm going to give them a 6.
I'll give them a 6, too. I think they could have done better. I do like the appointment of Emery. I think they're probably an 8th to 7th place team at best.
Yeah, I don't think this is a European quality team. I do think this is a comfortable mid-table team.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Steven Gerrard was not the right man. Yeah. I think he is more of a top-level manager than a mid-table team manager.
Mm-hmm.
I think he is going to do... I think Steven Gerrard, generally speaking, I think is a manager that will have a lot more success managing a top team in a country rather than a mid-table team.
Yeah.
I do think he's a good manager. I think he's just not suited to mid-table play.
What about Crystal Palace?
I will give them a 4.
I will give him a 3. I don't know why they sacked Vieira.
No, sacking Vieira was not the right decision.
Hodgson, really?
Roy Hodgson?
I don't want to be mean to him, but
he's
in basically retirement.
He retired after the last time.
He's basically,
why did he come back?
I don't know why he comes back.
There's so this. Many promising like, managers out there. You know, you got Van Nistelrooy. It was just simply, it's just not the right decision.
I just want to see Hodgson should have stayed in retirement. To be honest, spend time with the wife, the kids, the family.
No, absolutely.
You've done your. You're done your.
He's
stuff
done. He's football. Done your. He's done his bit. Time to pass it on. Next is Wolves.
I will go for 5.
I'm going to go with a 5 as well. I think this is a team that has potential, but they are not there yet.
I think they probably finish higher than Crystal Palace. I think Crystal Palace is in a real relegation fight now, to be honest. I didn't think they were with Vieira. I thought they would get out, but Crystal Palace is. But Wolves, I think they'll finish higher. They're not. I don't fear them going down, to be honest. I think they'll be fine.
Next, Leeds.
Leeds. A 4.
I'm going to go with a 3.
I think they are in real serious trouble.
I think they're also in trouble. I mean, a lot of these teams can. There's probably 8 teams that can go down this year. Javi Garcia, I'm not confident about.
I'm not sold on him.
I mean, obviously, Jesse Marsh was not.
I think Jesse Marsh was better than Javi Garcia, to be honest.
I don't think Jesse Marsh is a good manager, though.
I think he was overrated.
Jesse Marsh was only signed because he's American.
Mm-hmm. I think he's overrated, and to be honest, Leeds need a real manager, a good manager. Next year, they're going to be in trouble if they stay up.
No, I mean, the only real highlight of Leeds United season right now is Wilfred Nyanto.
What about Everton?
3-1. I think this is where they were expected to be. And that's why I give them a 3 and not a 1.
This is Everton Football Club, though. This is Everton Football Club. I'm sorry. To sack Sean Dyche, to get Sean Dyche, is really, for Everton Football Club, he's more like a stay-up type of manager or a Burnley type of manager. Teams like that. He's not an Everton type manager. Everton should be challenging for Europe. Not this far down. Maybe even getting relegated. I think they can be relegated, to be honest.
I think they can. I think they probably will. I really they hope survive. They do.
I think they survive because there's worse teams, but they are in real trouble, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
What about Nottingham Forest?
I'll give them a 5.
I think they're going to finish higher than Everton.
I think they'll stay up. I mean, they got Keylor Navas. How do you manage that?
I don't know, to be honest.
It's crazy.
I think it's a false position because they have played one less game than Everton and are on the same amount of points. And they could be, if they play their game in hand, they could actually be in 12th position.
Yeah, they could. I mean, by that measure, so could West Ham, who are 18th.
Mm-hmm. But I just think not enforced. I think they're a right team. I don't think they go down. And I think Steve Cooper has just saved his job.
Yeah, I do. I would agree with that. Next, Leicester.
I'll go for a 4.
I'll go for a 2.
This is a horrible season. I don't think they'll go down.
No, I think they should be fine.
Yeah,
My picks, I think Bournemouth, Southampton, and Everton go down.
Bournemouth, yeah. I could see that too. Well, I'll actually go for my picks right now. Bournemouth, Southampton, Crystal Palace.
Really? That's interesting.
I think Hodgson doesn't turn around, but I think Leicester, they have enough quality. James Madison, Kelechi Iheanacho, and just
Yuri
Tillemans.
They have too much talent, really.
They have too much talent. They have too good of a manager in Brendan Rodgers to go down. I think they find a way just to stay up.
A lot of Leicester fans are calling for his head.
Who can they get that's Brendan Rodgers, to be honest?
That's the problem. I think that's why they haven't pulled the trigger.
I think they stay up. I think Roger, good job, but they really need a goalkeeper. And they start off so bad this season, to be honest.
Yeah, they do need a goalkeeper.
What about West Ham?
2.
David Moyes, I think it's time to go.
Yeah.
I think you need to find a better manager than Moyes, someone that's more progressive, someone that could take West Ham to the next level, because they have good players. They really do have good players.
Well, this team is in Europe.
This team, they finished 7th last season, I think, right?
Yeah. But this team is still in Europe.
Yeah, and they're relegated right now.
They're in the relegation zone, but they're also in Europe. They entirely could go and win the Conference League, and if they go down, they'll be playing Europa League football
in the
championship.
That would be crazy.
Next, Bournemouth.
I'll go for 3. We
expected this. I would say that it's fair. I think we expected this. It's not a great season, but I think we expected this. And lastly, Southampton.
A 3-2.
I give him a 2.
I think we expected this from Southampton.
I did not expect him to be this bad. I expected him to be low in the table. I expected him to be in a relegation fight. I did not expect him to be this bad.
I thought they would get relegated, to be honest.
All right, my early season prediction, I figured they'd be probably 15th or 16th.
Mm-hmm. Next, let's head to La Liga.
Yeah, start Barcelona.
I'll go for an 8.
I'll go for an 8 as well. I think their league season has been really good. I think they're probably going to win the Copa del Rey. Yes. However, knocked out of the Champions League, knocked out of the Europa League, and also they're in financial ruin. We talked about that earlier.
Yeah, I just don't think... I think in Europe it's been a disappointment.
Next, Real Madrid.
Yeah. I think I'll give them a 7 right now.
I'm also going to... I would agree with that. I think, yeah, they're still in the Champions League. They entirely could win it. I think they're probably the favorites to win it.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's Real Madrid. Mm-hmm. But also, you can't look away from that league form. 56 points from 26 games. Not typical for Real Madrid.
Yeah. Do you think Ancelotti is sacked if they don't win a trophy?
I don't think he's sacked. I do think he might step down, though.
Wow. I think Ancelotti could be the coach next season, depending on how they do in the Champions League. I think if they lose to Chelsea, he is sacked. But I think he could go a trophy this season for what he did last season. What about Atleti?
I would give them a 5.
I would give them 5. So I think it's time for Simeone to go.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's leaving at the end of the season.
Well, it hasn't been confirmed, though, I thought. It's been reported and rumored, but...
But if he does, I think that would be smart.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be smart. So I think he should go to Italy, but at the same time...
I could see him at like an Inter or a Roma.
At the same time, I think it's time for him to be more progressive.
Yeah, he does need to be more progressive. Yeah, I think the game has evolved enough where the Simeone style just really isn't that effective anymore. Yeah.
And I also think, too, that Atleti need to be more progressive. They have a lot of talented attacking players that will flourish on their attacking style manager. Like, I don't want to put out rumors or anything, but I think Pochettino can really do stuff with this team.
Yeah, I would be inclined to agree there. We're going to go quicker through the non-Premier League teams, I think. Might just bang this out. Of the teams that aren't really of the same nature, we'll touch on a few teams towards the bottom of the table. Mm-hmm. Real Sociedad.
I'll give them a 6.
I would also. I say 7. I think they're probably going to be in the Champions League next year. I think they probably deserve a 7. Real Betis.
7.
I'll go with a 7. That seems fair. Villarreal.
A 5. Why would they sack Emery?
Yeah, absolutely. That's for that alone, I'm going to say 4.
Athletic Club.
5.
5. It's right where I thought.
Rayo Vallecano.
6.
I'll say 7. They're overperforming a bit. They're in 8th. This is a solid team. Osasuna.
7.
I'm going to go with a 6. I think this is a solid team, but not much more. Celta Vigo.
I'll go with a 6.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Mallorca.
I'll go with a... I'll go with 6.
Again, that's a 6. The Spanish league, what we're seeing, is very, very average.
Mm-hmm.
Girona.
I'll go with a 5.
I'll go with a 7, actually. They're newly promoted. I think they're probably going to end up being safe.
Yeah,
this is a solid team. Getafe.
I will go with a 5, too. Very average.
I'm going to go with a 5 as well. They've been very average. Sevilla.
A 3.
I say 2. This has not been a good season for Sevilla.
Lopetegui did not start the year good, but they just sacked.
They are still in the Europa League, though.
Yeah, they are still in the Europa League, but they went through 2 managers. Sitting in 14th, 2 points above relegation.
Not where they want to be. Cadiz.
I'll go with a 4.
I'll go with a 5. I think this is a solid team.
Real Valladolid.
I'm going to go with a 4.
I'll go to 4, too.
Next, Espanyol.
A 3. I think Espanyol should be higher.
I think they should as well. I'm also going to go with 3. Valencia.
It is a 1 to me.
Absolutely. This is a 1. This is the definition of a 1.
Horrible scene. Peter Lane needs to be out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think if you're looking at it, I think that's absolutely a decision that needs to be made. Almeria.
I'll go with a 4.
I'll go with a 3 for Almeria. I think obviously they're in the relegation zone, but they didn't really expect much else, so that's why it's not a 2 or a 1, but I think it's not been good enough to justify a 4. Elche.
It's a 2.
Elche's a 1.
I'll put Elche as a 2 just because I really didn't expect, but they are so off the league, off
they're
the pace.
15, they're 14 points from safety. I think this is a 1.
They're so off the pace, to be honest. It's just amazing to me.
We'll move on now to Serie A. And like I said before, I think there's one team in Europe that's a 10. I think that team is Napoli.
Me too. I think Napoli's a 10.
Napoli's a 10. It's 19 points clear in Serie A. This is the best performing team in Europe this season. Next, Lazio.
I will go with an 8.
I'm going to go with an 8. Yeah, I think an 8 is fair. I think they've been really good defensively. They've only conceded 19 goals. That's the second best figure in Italy. Mm-hmm. They're looking like they're going to be pretty safe for Champions League qualification. Mm-hmm. It's a solid season for them. Inter.
I will go with a 7.
I'm going to go with a 6 for Inter. They haven't had their best season, but they are still in the Champions League. And they're still probably going to be in the Champions League next season. Mm-hmm. So I say, yeah, 7 or 6. Milan.
I will go with a 7 again. I think 7. I didn't really see them going through against Tottenham. They're 4th.
No, they did well to go through there. This is still a good team.
I feel like Roma could get 4th.
Roma could absolutely get 4th. Next, Roma. What do you think?
I think it's a 7, too.
Another 7. It's just, Italy, a whole lot of 7s.
I think Roma can still challenge. They're still in a top 4 fight.
Yeah, they are. I think them and then Atalanta. I don't think Juventus are in that fight yet.
I think they could still reasonably get 3rd, to be honest. We never know with Serie A this season.
Yeah, so Atalanta.
I would say a 6.
I'm going to go with a 7 here. I think they've been pretty much as expected, especially coming off of a bad season. They didn't qualify for Europe. They want to get back at least into the Europa League. I think they've done a good job of getting themselves at least that. Next, Juventus.
A 1.
Off the pitch, yes. On the pitch, I think they've been like a 4.
On the pitch, I would say it's a little bit better, but off the pitch, it's just the fact that
it's a disaster.
They have another points deduction.
There's a 15-point deduction, and there could be more in the way.
Yeah, and also scandals come about Ronaldo and lowering his wages and all those names played too, like Dybala, Delid, and more. It's just, I just can't see anything but a 1. It's just too much turmoil on Juventus and the board resigning too.
Yeah, so next, Udinese.
I'll go for a 6.
I'll go for an 8, actually. I really like this team. This is a talented team. Destiny Adoje, who will be at Tottenham next season, almost for sure, has been really good. Mm-hmm. This is a very, very good team. They also have Florian Tovan, which I did not know until just now.
Tina.
I'll give them a 6.
I'll give them a 7. I think they've done good since they lost Dusan Vlahovic. I thought they'd really fall off, but
yeah, losing. I mean, they've got Jovic now, who has only scored 4 goals in 24 games, but he's there.
Yes, what happened?
And I'm gonna continue to prop Antonin Barak. I think he's a really good player. We haven't really mentioned him because obviously Fiorentina doesn't get much attention here. But yeah, he's a solid player. I like him. Castrovilli has had a good season as well. Scratch that. He's played 7 games in the league. I meant Bonaventura, who has had a good season.
Bologna.
I'll give them a 6.
I'll give them a 6, too.
I think not much more needs to be said there. Yeah. Torino.
I'll give him a 6 again.
Again, another 6. I think that's fair. Sassuolo.
I'll give him a 5.
I'm gonna go with a 6 as well. I think they're close enough to the two above them, where it's a different rating seems a little unfair. Yeah. Monza.
I will give him a 5 again.
I'm actually going to go with a 7. This team just came up, and they've made some really smart signings. They look like they're starting to be prepared. Rovella has been pretty good. He's only 7. He's only 21. He looks like a good player for the future. And they've definitely looked like a team that's here to stay. So I'm excited to see what they can do next season. Empoli.
I'm going to say a 5 again, just a very average season.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a 5 as well. I think this is about where they expected to be. And I think, there's obviously there was a risk preseason of them being in a relegation fight. I don't think they're in. Lecce.
I'm sorry.
Lecce. I'll go with a 4 for them as well.
I'll go with a 4 for them as well, too.
Got to teach you Italian. Salernitana.
I will go with a 4.
I'm also going to go with a 4. Salernitana confuses me. Mm-hmm. They had that 8-2 loss. And then they sacked their coach. Then he got his job back.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it's just crazy to be.
But again, similarly to Monza, they've made some smart signings, and they look like a team that is starting to be prepared for the future. Obviously, Flavius Danilius is a good player. Not sure what they're going to do with him this season, but they look like a solid team that's made a few solid signings. Boulay Dia is their top scorer in the league with 10. Krzysztof Piątek is there as well. He hasn't really shown since his move to Milan, really. He hasn't really gotten back on track, but he's there now. Spezia.
I would go with a 4.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Hellas Verona.
I'll go with a 4, too.
I'm going to go with a 2. I think this team is not that good.
I don't think they're not that good, but...
I think and they're also 5 points from safety.
I still think they could put on a run, though, and just get out, though.
Yeah, it's definitely possible with this team. We've got a Scottish guy.
Same story. Interesting.
Two. They're the lowest scoring team in Europe this season. They look like they're going to go down. They almost certainly will go down. Tough season. Cremonese.
1.
I'll go with a 2. I'll give them a benefit of the doubt here. I don't think they're as bad as Elche. but yeah, they're obviously not good. I think they're going down. They're 11 points from safety. I think 2.
Yeah. Next.
So next, the Bundesliga.
Bayern Munich.
I'm going to go with an 8.
I'll go with a 7.5. I feel like...
Oh, we're breaking to the halves now, huh?
I just feel like for Bayern Munich, this is the only one I'll give a half to, but Bayern Munich has not been really particularly that good, I feel like, to be honest.
Yeah, Dortmund.
I will go with an 8.
I'm also going to go with an 8. I do think Bayern will pull through. I think they are still going to win the league, but Dortmund are giving us a title race, and that's good.
Dortmund are at the top of the league, too.
Yeah, Dortmund are 1 point clear. Next, Union Berlin.
I will go with a 9.
I'm also going to go with a 9. I think this is the next closest team to a 10. Mm-hmm. Based on expectations, I think this is the next closest team to a 10. This team is incredibly on the rise, and they were unlucky to end up running into Union Saint-Gilloise again. That was tough for them. But this is a team that's building for the future. They look like a team that's going to start competing quite soon. Frederic Rano is a good goalkeeper, and they've definitely made the right signings.
And they have also been a title fight, too, for most of the season.
They were in a title fight. I don't think they're in there anymore.
They're not in there anymore.
But they've made a really good name for themselves.
To just be even in the conversation for a title fight has been amazing to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Next, Freiburg.
I'll go with an 8.
I also go with an 8. Again, for similar reasons to Union, I just don't think they've been at the same level. Leipzig.
I'll go with a 5.
I'll go with a 6.
This is just a very average season for Leipzig, to be honest with me.
Yeah, obviously getting absolutely ripped apart by City did not do them any justice. But yeah, I think they've been pretty average. If they're lucky, they can still grab the Champions League. I think at this point, it's almost certain that one of Union and Freiburg get in, if not both.
Yeah.
And if they both get in, that means Leipzig will miss out. Next to Frankfurt.
I'll give it a 7. Kolo Kolomani is a real good talent.
Yeah, Randall Kolo Muani has definitely been really good. But he gets a lot of credit, but there's a lot of players in there that should also get credit. And Dika should get credit.
There's a lot of players, but the way he just...
Jibril So, I played FIFA career mode with this team several times in the past few years, and I really love a lot of these players. But I'm a huge fan of Jibril So. I'm absolutely...
Yeah.
I will prop him every day. I think he's a really good player.
To be honest, I think if Martinez did not make that save in the World Cup final, I think Kolo gets a big move in the winter, to be honest.
I think you might be right. You might be honest. It's entirely possible he gets a move now.
I think he does get a move in the summer, to be honest. The way he came on at the World Cup and changed the game was amazing to me. Impressive. And he has looked good this whole season. And he has looked like the future of French football alongside with Mbappe. He looks like he's going to be, along with Mbappe, the future of the next World Cup and the Euros for France.
Yeah, so I think we are going to have to skip Liga on. We might talk about them in the next episode, but we are pretty low on time, so we're just going to finish at the Bundesliga. Wolfsburg.
I will say a 6.
I think that's fair. I think that's definitely fair. I'm a big fan of Bornauf. I'm a big fan of Van de Ven. And also, I really like this defense in general. Lacroix is in there as well. This is a solid team, not much more.
Bayer Leverkusen.
I'll give him a 5.
I'll give him a 5. It's just a very average season.
Yeah.
I think they can do better, though.
I like Frimpong. I like Sinkgraven. I don't think this team is that great, though. Mainz.
I will give him a 6.
I think that's fair, yeah.
Borussia Mönchengladbach.
4.
A 4. This is horrible. I'm sorry. They should be doing higher. They should be doing better, I mean. They should be way higher in the table.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing they do really is take points off of Bayern.
That's so true.
They beat Bayern 3-2, and then a week later, Mainz beats them 4-0.
This doesn't make sense.
It's crazy. They're Bayern's kryptonite. It's mental.
Werder Bremen.
I give them 5.
I give them a 5, too.
They're newly promoted, so not much expectation, but they are a more historic club. I think they should be doing better. Augsburg.
I'll give them a 5, too.
Also, yeah, I think that's fair. They're pretty run-of-the-mill. You don't see them much for good reasons or bad reasons. They're an average team. Köln.
I'll give them a 5, too.
Their recent form is not encouraging. No wins in 5.
I don't think they'll stay up.
But I do think that'll be fine. They are 6 points from safety, so I think they should be good. Bochum.
I'll give them a 4.
I'm going to go with a 5. I think Bochum are, like, perennial. They're a yo-yo team. If they can break that trend, I think they'll benefit greatly from that. Hoffenheim.
Hoffenheim.
I say 3.
I will say 3, too. This is the bad season from Hoffenheim. I think they should be higher.
Yeah. I mean, they were in the Champions League not that long ago.
Yeah.
Hertha Berlin.
I will go with a 3-2.
Yeah, I'm also going to go with a 3. Better. I think they should be doing better. Schalke.
A 2.
Again, yeah.
This is bad. A historic club. And
they're really struggling. They're newly promoted as well because they had that season. They didn't win for 30 games.
Yeah.
And then Stuttgart.
I'll go for a 2-2.
I'm going to go with a 1 for Stuttgart. This team should be competing.
I think they could still get out of it, though, to be honest. It's not out of the possibility they'll be safe.
No, it's definitely not out of the possibility.
So I'll give them
but they should be doing better.
Yeah.
And that is going to wrap up this week's episode of Soccer Spotlight. Thank you, everybody, who tuned in to this episode and all the ones before it. Again, Anthony Heller and Ryan Campbell. Signing off for now. We'll see you next week on WQSU 88.9 The Pulse. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We will see you next time.